4CEF Mobile.
KK4NXC.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. How about you? How'd your weekend go?
I am sore as crap, but... I slept on the ground the second night, and I was in a little mummy tent. I couldn't move. I couldn't stretch my arms out. I could only lay on one side. It was a bad night.
I'm in your pain. There's no way.
No, since it got cold, I had a little queen-size air mattress. It was both my boys, 13 and 10, and my wife on the mattress. And when I was trying to lay up there, I'm like, no, this ain't going to work. So I got the floor.
Makes for a miserable night.
And it was cold. I keep a blanket over my head all night just to kind of keep from sucking that cold air in.
Done that. Wow. That reminds me of the last night, I think last year, that I went camping. I took my hammock. I've been doing hammock camping. And I had to stretch a rope out at a pretty good distance. And ended up overnight as the dew set in, that rope, you know, expanded and the hammock kind of collapsed a little bit. I ended up sleeping on a picnic table that night.
Oh, that would not be comfortable.
It was open air, nothing over me. My sleeping bag got soaked. From the dew. Oh, it was miserable. It was a little chilly. It was a little colder than I could stay in. And I got the shivering, and man, I didn't sleep none that night.
Shoot, we had one boy that was at this camp out, and he cowboy camped both nights. He had him a tarp that he laid out. He put a sleeping bag on top of it, and that's how he slept. I'm like, ain't no way.
My 20s and up to about my mid-30s, I could do that. But after about 35-minute ground would eat my hips up. I'd get up in the mornings and my hips would hurt so bad. It was like I was going to have to learn to walk over again.
I love tent camping, but man, when it gets a little bit too cold. But I still would love to try tent camping with one of those stoves in there.
Yeah, one of those wood stoves. That'd be cool. I've never done it, but I love wood stoves, so I'd be all over that.
Love to be doing that, and I'd love for it to be snowing while I was doing it. I think that'd be awesome.
I did on our honeymoon. I got married out there in Denver, Colorado, and we went out to the Colorado Rockies. I mean, we were in the middle of nowhere. We're 50 miles from anything, and we tent camped and fished, and it snowed on us. It snowed that night about 4 inches and about collapsed the tent, but I had a blast. We didn't sleep a whole bunch. It got so cold. We did some fishing. We caught us a mess of fish, some brookie trout. And then we got sunburned from laying out next to the fire during the day. It was crazy.
Sounds like a fun trip.
I thought it was. My wife didn't. We actually were talking about it Saturday at dinner table. She goes, I wanted to go to the somewhere like Jackson, Wyoming, or you know, Yellowstone, some tourist site like that, and get a really nice motel. But we had to sleep out in the snow.
In the snow would definitely be rough, unless you had one of those tents with a heater in it. I'd love to have bought a buddy heater for like this weekend, but Boy Scout regulation says you can't have a heater in your tent.
Well, I can understand that. I mean, those things are oxygen vampires, so I can understand. Unless you had some way to have air flowing through there.
It's freezing again. Today, I'm not looking forward to going to class.
What you got?
I don't know. I really don't know how to describe it. More of like a how to be a leader through being touchy-feely. I would say that would be the summary that I would give you.
That crap.
But, you know, we got to change our management style as the next generation and future generations are coming up.
Yeah, because they're wimps. I've been reading George Patton's book on management and leadership. Hey, they ought to pass that out to everybody.
What is philosophy?
Discipline and immediate. He's made some really good points that if you've got somebody under you that you've given a task, you let them do that task. And if they make a wrong decision, you back them up. Don't ask somebody to do something and, you know, jump them every time they make a wrong decision. Teach them, learn them, and support them. But he didn't put up with no junk. You know, he got thrown out basically for slapping that dude for crying. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Top of my head, but it sounds funny.
Dude, they had all the soldiers lined up, and they had a dude crying, and he slapped him because he, you know, man up, boy.
That is not the current generation. It's starting the workforce now.
Out of that class is you bringing pizza to work and giving them a space to eat their pizza.
Here, Mitch, that's so weird. Like, I like talking to my employees. I try to, you know, if they're going through something or if I know they're sick or don't feel good, I'll check on them. I'll do stuff like that. But I don't know. Just some of the stuff I can't do.
The last two generations, I don't want to broad brush the whole deal, but there have been some wimps raised up out of there.
Two I've got that's been in there, shoot, they got to be, I don't even know if half of them are 20 whenever they start, but right around that age. I mean, I've had a couple good ones. They come in, they work hard, and then I've had some other ones that's like, man, you ain't going to make it. Yeah, this ain't for you. Production work's not easy, so it might be time for you to find something else to do.
Come in and fall asleep while they're doing the interview for the job.
Sleep during the interview.
Yep.
I don't even get that. Why would you not get enough sleep before your interview? I mean, unless you're out partying all night, why would you be crazy enough to do that?
Well, they had a third shift job, but come on. I worked third shift, and when I got off work, worked at the fire department, you know, on vehicles for about 4 to 5 hours. I mean, I don't get it.
Well, wait, when I got off work than I was whenever I went into work.
Yeah, that was me. I mean, there'd be a period of time around 2, 3 o'clock, I'd get a little drowsy. I never slept at work. I just kept moving. But when it got close to getting off time, oh, no, I was wide awake.
If I didn't, you know, I'd go home and wind down, eat some breakfast or something, and then, you know, I could finally try to lay down around 10 or so after getting off at 6 or 7 in the morning.
I hated third. It didn't matter if I slept 6 hours or 16 hours. I just still was wiped out.
No matter how much you slept, you always were a little tired. I mean, you know, you get your wins, you finally get fired up and ready for work. But, man, my wife come in there and wake me up, I'd be like, you just got to let me sleep a little longer.
That was nice.
Hey, you used to have a, I guess you call it like it's a line leadership role. So they kind of, like they'll do their scheduling and stuff like that. And he got put back on line. He was supposed to have an interview this last week. He comes in late to work, and then he goes to his interview. And the guy that did his interview said he looked like he'd either been out drinking all night or what. I'm like, well, the bad part is if you hire him, he's going right back online because when he came in late, that puts him over the limit. So now he's going to get a corrective action.
Wow. Just totally crazy. Well, I'm destinating. I will catch up with you maybe Wednesday. I'm going to do some hunting tomorrow. I went down and plowed up a field and planted some oats. I think it's too late in the year for oats, but it's the first opportunity I had. Hopefully they'll come up. If they don't come up this year, they'll come up next. But anyhow, I'm going to try to get me one tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. You have a good day. Have a safe day. And I'd say 7-3s to you, my friend. And I'm going to be clear on your final. KK4NXC.
Good day at work, and you be safe tomorrow in the woods. Hopefully you'll bag at least a big one or drag something out, either way. But, yeah, I'll try to get in the woods myself soon. I don't know if I'll do it this weekend, but maybe soon. But we'll holler at you Wednesday morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.